the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
Last week, Skibbereen brothers Paul and Gary O'Donovan won silver at the Rio Olympics in the men's lightweight doubles sculls. Now, not only did they become Ireland's first ever Olympic rowers to win a medal, but they became known around the world for their easygoing and hilarious post-match interviews. Joining me on the phone is Con Downing, the editor of West Cork local paper The Southern Star, one of the first media outlets in the world to witness the O'Donovan brothers' unique interview style. Hello, Con. How are you?
Hello there.
So the lads, Paul and Gary, they've put Skibbereen and Lisheen on the map, haven't they?
Very much so, yeah. I mean, they have been always great prospects in rowing, and they have put it on the map, I suppose, firstly for the banter that they went on with and the interviews that they did. But, make no mistake about it, behind all that fun and banter, there's a lot of hard work went into achieving what they achieved.
Yeah. Now, the lads themselves are from Lisheen, which is just outside Skibbereen where you're based. To put things in That's perspective, great. How small or how big is Lisheen?
Well, Lisheen, basically all that's in Lisheen is a pub.
Okay.
It wouldn't be an Irish place without a pub.
Yeah.
But it's a rural area just about 4 or 5 miles west of Skibbereen. And there's quite a big population of people, you know, who would work in the town and the general hinterland there, you know, to be, I suppose, a farming area mainly.
Yeah.
And you'd have a lot of one-off, we'd say, bungalows and that sort of around the place on sites.
Okay.
You know, rather than any settlement that would have estates or that.
Yeah, it's a quite spread out kind of rural area then of West Cork.
That's it, yeah. And it's right down by the sea. So, you know, they would have done all their rowing training on the River Island. But they would have to come around to the other side where the rowing club is, you know, so they'd have to go up one side of the river and down the other side to get to the rowing club.
And before last week then, how big was the sport, or how big a sport was rowing, and how well known was the Skibbereen Rowing Club?
Well, within rowing circles, the Skibbereen Rowing Club is huge, and this year it actually became the club to have won the most national titles. The sport had been dominated for years by clubs in the bigger cities, and at the start of this year, they had equaled the number of national titles won by Neptune in Dublin, which is a club that has been established an awful lot longer than Skibbereen. Skibbereen was established only in 1970, and there was 150 titles each. And going to the national championships this year, Skib won an amazing 13 titles. You know, it isn't just the O'Donovans. They're a product of work mainly of their coach, Dominic Casey, who's been working for about 25, 30 years. He himself was a champion oarsman before that, before he went into coaching. And they have won, as I say now, I think their tally is up to 163 titles now. So they're well ahead of Neptune, who I think won two this year. And so they're 11 ahead of them in the Wall of Honour, I suppose, of Irish rowing titles. And we've had Olympic rowers before in 2004 and in 2000 as well, you know, Sydney and Athens. And two Skibbereen lads were in a four that reached the Olympic final back in 2004.
Yeah,
they were Eugene Coakley and Timmy Harnady, you know. So, but we've had an awful lot of world champions and European champions. The two O'Donovans won the European Championship this year, earlier this year, before going on to Rio. But this is the first Olympic medal success, like not just for Skibbereen but for Ireland as well.
Exactly. So I suppose the club then would have got a lot of coverage in the Southern Star over the years, then given
the
success.
Over the years, yeah. Like we have a sports star, monthly sports star award scheme, which we run with the Celtic Ross Hotel in Roscarbery, and there would have been several monthly winners from Skibbereen Rowing Club, and the time that Eugene Coakley and Timmy Harnedy were in the Olympic Games, they won the overall Sports Star of the Year award as well. So rowing has been covered and recognised quite extensively here down in this corner of the country.
Okay, now the town itself, looking at the videos and the news clippings over the last few days, really, really got behind the lads on Friday. Ahead of the race, was there any work done the next day in Skibbereen, or was it a bit of a ghost town on Saturday?
Well, funnily enough, the rowing club people organised a mettle of people to go out and clean up the place and to get it painted up for the homecoming, you know. But like the people, most of the people in the town certainly had enjoyed a good day, like on Friday, Friday afternoon, Friday evening, you know, to celebrate it. And I suppose they're really looking forward now to the homecoming, which is going to be probably the last weekend of August, because just about now, I'd say, Dominic Casey and Paul O'Donovan are heading for Rotterdam for the World Under-23 Championships, which run the weekend after next. Gary O'Donovan is staying outside in Rio until the end of the Olympics for the to take part in the closing ceremony.
Okay.
But Paul will be rowing in Rotterdam the weekend after next.
No rest for the wicked.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know. So, but like after Rotterdam, then they're due to return home the last week of August. And when they do, there's going to be the town will just shut completely down.
it'll be mental. Now, I suppose the lads, and you mentioned earlier on with their interviews and stuff, they've gone global. They've been covered in the Washington Post. Australia has covered their interviews. Have you personally seen a surge of media attention in Skibbereen and in your own newspaper as well?
Well, we have, yes, yeah, because I suppose we would be the first point of contact for a lot of the national and international press looking for information. And so we've had lots of contact, and there's been lots of journalists here in Skibbereen around savouring the atmosphere of last Friday in particular. Yeah. So there has been quite a lot of media attention. But I mean, the real media attention, I suppose, was grabbed mostly on social media by their interviews with Joe Stack and RTE, which were hilarious.
Have you booked the lads in for an interview when they get home then?
Well, the interview is already done.
All right.
I think we were the only paper that they've responded to today now, because you know, we would have given them their first breaks and first publicity in terms of coverage and that, you know. So they don't forget that, you know. It's very much, the whole thing is very much a community thing, and because of that, there's huge pride in it around the place, you know. And so therefore we everybody supports everybody else.
Yeah, you can certainly see that in the guys now. They're doing a lot of local interviews today and yesterday, I believe, as well. Finally, pull like a dog. Is that a local saying in Skibbereen, or is it an O'Donovan special?
I'd say it's an O'Donovan special. you know, I mean, I suppose things like that just come out of nowhere and find their way into the lexicon. You know, there's the rowing club have even incorporated now into their T-shirts, which they are selling here to raise funds for the club, you know. They have the hashtag pull like a dog on the front of it, and then they have on the back of it, then we like a bit of wind, you know, which is what they said after the first heat which took place on a very windy day, you know.
And I bet a lot of the pubs are going to get on and the steak and spuds thing as well, hopefully.
Well, steak and spuds is another huge thing that will be on the menu. Well, in actual fact, on Friday, I was passing one restaurant on, at lunchtime there on the outside. I saw that there was a steak and spuds special on the menu at lunchtime last Friday. So
very good.
That has caught on very much as well.
Excellent. Con, listen, thanks very much for talking to us today. If anyone wants to get a hold of the Southern Star or check it out online, where's the best place to go for them?
We have a digital edition of the paper, and it can be got through our website, which is www.southernstar.ie, and we would have a lot of stuff on our Facebook page as well, and on Twitter, you know, so stuff from the Southern Star should be easily enough accessible from your side of the water.
Perfect. And I'm sure you'll be covering the homecoming as well in a few weeks.
Oh, yes, yeah, we certainly will be.
Perfect, Con. Listen, thanks very much. Thanks for that.
Okay, you're welcome.
From the heart of Brighton, a taste of hope.
People were thought I was making some kind of police joke or something. I was like, no, just, you know, I mean, just, you know, cop on.
That's so funny. Yeah, I don't even know where it comes from.
Brighton's weekly Irish radio show, What's the Crack? With Anthony Martin on Radio Reverb, 97.2 FM. See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.